This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. Ryan Wood joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, our Green and Gold Insider. Woody, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Wood.
Doing well. How's it going, guys?
We're doing well. Do the Bears, the way they've been playing the last couple of weeks, do you at least got to give them more consideration maybe than a month ago for this matchup coming up Sunday?
Oh, no, I definitely think that's the case. I mean, look, Mitch Trubisky, make Mitch play quarterback. He's played quarterback last two games and had 115 passer rating. So I don't think the two games is enough to make a legacy here, but he has been playing serviceable at the quarterback position. If he plays serviceable at the quarterback position, this is a pretty good team because that defensive side of the ball is ferocious. And they took it to the Packers in week one. Now, they obviously had the benefit of playing at home at night, but I don't think it was just that. I mean, that's a really, really good defense. If they get good quarterback play, that's a tough team to beat, and they've been getting better. They've been getting good quarterback play the last couple of weeks. The Packers need to take that away from them, and if they do that, they'll be all right.
I think when I look at this game, my mind goes a lot to looking at the Bears' offense, and I'm not impressed with their running game. I'm not impressed with Mitch Trubisky. But this is going to be another defense, Ryan, that has a good pass rush. And I think one thing that we've seen this year is, for whatever reason, whether it's the offensive line or whether it's Rodgers, good pass rushes have really made their meet against the Packers this season. And I would think that the Packers have to be prepared for that.
I really do think that a lot of the key to Sunday really originates with the offensive line, because this is an offensive line that really this offensive line got to hand it to him week one against Bears defense that's very good up front, obviously. Khalil Mack and company, they're pretty good. So they've got to move people in the run game. They've got to give Rodgers time. If they do that, it sure makes it a lot easier for everyone on offense. There's a lot that's obviously changed for this offensive line since week one. I mean, on one hand, that was, again, a road game at night with an offensive line that was adding a new right guard in Billy Turner, new scheme, new head coach, new blocking assignments and way to block. They've had 15 weeks to kind of gel at this point, and it doesn't look like a finished product yet, but it's a whole lot different than it was week one. So we'll see. In a lot of ways, it's a litmus test for this offensive line to see where they're at and how much they've actually gelled in 15 weeks when they go against the same Bears defensive front.
And I know it takes a couple of years to really get a feel of what a head coach is all about, but has there been certain things that LaFleur has checked the box with Packer fan, and especially, you know, as guys cover the team, is there certain things that he's checked already?
Well, the big thing that comes to mind is obviously the health of the roster, because it's incredible. I mean, yesterday they had a Thursday practice, week 15, and everyone was available. That just, it's not every year that happens. So when you look at, obviously they've had luck to get this far with a healthy roster. You can't get this far without fortune, without getting some good breaks, without luck. But Matt LaFleur has very much kind of shown his identity as far as how he approaches preserving players. And it's really no coincidence that a day before this Thursday practice in week 15, where everyone was available, they had basically a Wednesday walkthrough, which is not what a lot of coaches do around the league. Usually Wednesdays and Thursdays are the rigorous days, but Matt LaFleur has multiple times this year kind of taken a light load for Wednesday and really focused on preserving players. And it's had a direct benefit. I really do think that as much as they have been lucky, Matt LaFleur's approach has also helped preserve this roster. So that's where I would start. And then you know, obviously the offense he brings, the multiple personnel groupings, all that stuff. I mean, that's new. It's different. But to me, the big thing is the health.
Talking with Ryan Wood, a Green and Gold insider, Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com. Aaron Rodgers was talking earlier this week and being asked about a team identity and, you know, at this point in the season, so on and so forth. And he said, look, maybe the identity is different guys step up when we need different guys to step up. And he referred to a game where Marquez Valdes-Scantling had three catches, but they were for 133 yards and a touchdown. And obviously he was a big part of that game against the Raiders. But I'm looking at the last five games since then where he's got two catches. And identity, go to one guy, go to the other guy. There is no way the Packers ever planned this season, or it's part of the blueprint, that Marquez Valdes-Scantling should have two catches over five games. Is he just not able to figure it out? Is he not able to run routes as smooth as some of these other guys? Is he hurt in some way? Why has he been such an abyss at that receiver position?
I wish I knew. I really do. It's a real mystery. And I completely agree with what you said, that there's no way the Packers offensively had a blueprint this season where Marquez Valdes-Scantling would have two catches over five games. So that was never in the cards. And yet here they are. It has hurt the offense, because when you look at the receiving group behind Davante Adams, literally the only other guy that's been drafted is Marquez Valdes-Scantling, a fifth rounder. Everyone else is an undrafted guy. He's the guy that has the talent to be the consistent number two threat, and he's been very inconsistent and not the number two threat. So it's a big deal for the offense, because the best iteration of this offense is Marquez Valdes-Scantling being a guy that's a big play threat that can be the number two behind Davante Adams and is getting consistent snaps and obviously targets, plays, all that. It just hadn't happened. So with three games left, to me, that's a big wild card. If they can get him going into the playoffs, that would really be huge. It's one of the biggest things they could do offensively to kind of boost themselves. We'll see if it happens. I mean, it's been a while now that they haven't been able to do it.
Ryan, we know you're not going to call it a bye week. Prediction?
No, this is not a bye week. I mean, how dare I offend the public? But I've got the Packers eking it out, and I do think it's going to be a close game. This is a game that the Packers could totally lose. It would not surprise me if they lost, but I'll say Packers 17, Bears 13, another low-scoring affair, although not quite as low-scoring as Week 1. But this is going to be classic, old-fashioned NFC North, black and blue division where it's 15 degrees and you see a lot of defense and not much offense. I think 17-13 Packers.
Woody, appreciate it. We'll check in with you again on Monday.
Thanks, Wood.
All right, take care.
Ryan Wood joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.